You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. It's cold outside, but New York stages are heating up. New and upcoming plays about boxing, baseball, kung fu, and multiple affairs show that sex and sports are the hot topics this season. But don't get too excited. It turns out they're both tough subjects to stage. That's according to our critic friends Elizabeth Vincentelli from the New York Post and Adam Feldman from Time Out New York. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
So boxing, baseball, martial arts, and sex, you know, they often make for great movies, and I would have thought they'd be even better live, but you're saying they're not?
Well, they're very hard to stage, or stage convincingly. Theater can do action. I mean, it does dance, does movement very well, but sports is a hard topic.
Well, it's also true, I think, that we've gotten spoiled on the realism of film and television, and that's true about theater generally, but it's especially true, I think, for sex and violence, because the kind of realism that you can get nowadays is incredibly detailed and lurid, and it makes stage fighting or stage sex look even stagier. There's a play right now at the New Group. It's called Intimacy, and it's by Thomas Bradshaw, who's sort of a provocative downtown playwright.
I'd like to call him a provocateur.
Yes, provocateur.
Well, he's got such a very, you know, kind of controversial reputation in the theater world. What is his approach to, you know, sex in this play, and what's your verdict?
The play is about pornography in suburbia. The sexual effects are outrageous. There are prosthetic, erect genitals. There are real naked actors. I think that for half of the audience watching it, it will be great fun and will appreciate Bradshaw's particular cartoony approach to some of these issues. And there will be another half that will be outraged that they are seeing this at all on a New York stage.
See, to me, the irony about this particular play is that I think the message is actually very conservative. To me, the message is, this is what happens when anything goes. This is what happened in your liberal, permissive society. I don't know. I think it's one of the reasons this show is very interesting to think about.
Okay, so on the sports front, the first play opening next week is Bronx Bombers. It's about the volatile relationships of members of the 1977 Yankees. The play ran off-Broadway last fall, and now it's moving to Broadway. So I guess, can we assume that it was successful?
I don't think we can assume that exactly. It's one of a series of recent plays on Broadway that have dealt with sports themes. There was Lombardi, and then there was a very short-lived play last year about Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. I think we're seeing an effort on the part of Broadway producers to try to reach a different kind of audience. But the Broadway League report on audience statistics for Broadway came out recently, and they found that I think 68% of the Broadway audience now is women. For producers, I think that looks like there's still an audience out there to be tapped of straight men who want to go to the theater. And I think that these are an attempt to get at that audience.
I'm not a straight man, and I really enjoy sports, actually. But I did see Bronx Bombers off Broadway, and it is basically it's idol worship, really.
Mm. But that's it. I mean, the problem with these plays, to some extent, is that you can't really show most of the time the action that you're talking about. It's a locker room drama about sports, and that's mostly what you get. We've had a lot of shows mm-hmm. about boxing lately for
right.
some reason.
And I wanted yes. to mention one. I mean, there's a heavyweight behind another one coming up called Rocky. Sylvester Stallone co-wrote and produced the play, which begins previews on February 11th. Is this going to be his Broadway debut?
It's Rocky the Musical.
Right.
Which is the really surprising thing about it. Boxing and musical theater don't traditionally go together, and it's going to be interesting to see how this one comes out.
I think it's pretty obvious why boxing is the sport that's most often represented on stage, because it takes place on a fairly small, it's not on a huge field, it's in a very small space that you can actually recreate in a theater. I've seen like now like 3 or 4 shows where there's a ring on stage.
There was a play about Ali last year at New York Theater Workshop. There's a play right now actually as part of the Coil Festival yeah. called Tyson versus Ali. There was a Mike Tyson solo show
right.
on Broadway last year.
There's boxing
yes,
is
boxing
incredibly
everywhere, and also now Kung Fu.
And I was going to say, we've got a Bruce Lee-based story called Kung Fu, and it's written by noted Chinese-American playwright David Henry Wong, who promises a mix of dance, martial arts, and opera. Are you guys looking forward to that?
I'm very much looking forward to it. I think that he is still the only Asian-American playwright who's ever been produced on Broadway.
I believe so, yes.
Which is shocking in and of itself. He's an established and interesting voice, and it'll be interesting to see how he brings these different elements to it. But I think that what we're seeing with these musical versions or with these sort of avant-garde versions, we're talking about efforts to theatricalize sports in a way that doesn't make it look like just a bad version of a movie or television depiction, but finds some specifically original theatrical ways to depict it.
Well, actually, the same thing is happening with sex. Intimacy is doing the same thing. Yeah. How do you theatricalize something that is so hard to represent? I mean, there's a reason there's an annual contest for like the worst sex writing. It's really hard to pull off,
really,
and it's the same on stage. Really hard.
Well, it sounds like we do have a lot of interesting things to look forward to in the next month in theater. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Theater critics Elizabeth Vincentelli from the New York Post and Adam Feldman from Time Out New York. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.